The night had gone in a flash. Drinks at 7, dinner at 9, and speeches in between. The children gave an appropriately gushy one about what a fabulous father he was. It certainly sounded authentic, but that's what a top-class speechwriter can do if you pay them enough. His mother gave a mercifully short tribute, where she quite clearly confused him with his older brother and kept referring to him as Andrew. It wouldn't have mattered so much if Andrew hadn't died at 8, traumatising Anthony for years, and I couldn't deny it briefly soured the mood. Every other part of the evening went off perfectly, and I felt myself visibly relaxed once the guests were ushered through into the second marquee. When the role of charming hostess overwhelmed me, I'd slip out for a cigarette, and at one point before dinner, I went down to the lake to show Allegra the lights, since she'd arrived appallingly late and missed the whole show. I saw my husband smoking a cigar on the other side of the banks, in close conversation with Giles, and we nodded at each other, but that was really the extent of our interaction that evening. No doubt a large part of why I enjoyed the night so much. It was well past midnight when I was made aware of what was happening, just as the band was in full swing and most people were on the dance floor. I myself never dance. I have a horror of the drunk and unself-conscious, and find myself cringing whenever I see people I normally respect flinging themselves around a dance floor. Instead, I'd held court at the seating area by the grand piano, trying not to shudder every time Alex Lawson shimmied past me. The woman was one of London's most celebrated QCs, and there she was, trying to entice Roger Simons, who just happens to be a High Court judge, to do the limbo. I hissed dignity at her as she stumbled by, but she was too far gone to pay me any heed. Someone behind me gasped, "He's in the lake!" The bloody lake. The children had wanted a swimming pool, had begged and pleaded for one, but I find them too ugly to bear.
"He's been impaled,"
wailed a woman wearing a rather revealing red dress. Hamish hushed her, but she was right. My husband had been lanced by one of the spikes used to hold up the beautiful orbs dotting the lake. Speared, just like a fish.